Daf is Erevin Daf Mem. We are starting on Amar, the second to last line in Daf Lamed Testament base, Amar Rav Ashi. Amar Rav Ashi, Lididi, Amar Li Amemar. Amemar said to me, Ahu Bar Tavya Lav It Tzude Itzid. So Mary, we had that story where based on Rav Sheshes, he said that where we had that story about the non-Jew. The non-Jew, if a non-Jew brings food from outside the tchum for a Jew, the Jew cannot eat it. But a Jew for whom the food wasn't brought for him can eat it. And that's based on the Gemara in Be'a. So the Gemara is now going to bring an opinion about a story about this deer that was mentioned before, about the deer that was trapped on Yom Tov. So Rav Ashi said to me, Amaymar said, that deer, it's not that it was hunted. It's not the story that it was hunted on the first day of Yom Tov, and the debate was whether they can shecht it on the second day. Because if that was the case, according to everyone, you would be allowed to eat it on the second day. Rather, what? Ella michutz l'tchumasa. The issue was not that it was trapped. The issue was that it came outside the tchum. And the chumim debate whether you can eat it on the day that it was brought. Manda achal sabar haba bishvil Yisrael zeh mutar Yisrael acher. Rav Nachman of Chisa, who ate it, said that if something comes from outside the tchum for a Jew, another Jew for whom it wasn't brought is allowed to eat the meat because, this meat, this deer, the deer was brought for the Reish Galuta, for the Exil Ark. It wasn't brought for another Yisrael. So if the Nachri brings it for a Jew, so if that Jew can't benefit from it, because the concern is maybe he's going to tell the non-Jew to bring it another time, but another Jew can eat it, can benefit from it. Umanda Loacha, but Rav Sheshes, who didn't eat it, Sabar, he held. Called to Asit Bei Reish Galuta, died to the Kulara Barad Asa. Anything that's brought to the house of the Reish Galuta is really for all the Chachamim is brought, because the Chachamim, the sages, regularly dined in the house of the Exilarch, in the house of the Reish Galuta. And since the deer meat that's brought to the Reish Galuta was brought also for them, they also are not allowed to eat it. So in other words, the debate is a very narrow debate, because everyone agrees that if it's brought for you, then you can benefit from it. If it's not brought for you, then you cannot benefit for it. Again, brought for you from outside the tchum, you cannot benefit from it. It's a narrow debate is, if something's brought for the Exilarch, for the Reish Galuta, is the presumption that it's also brought for the Chacham and for the sages as well. So the Gemara asks, V'ha Ashkeche, hold on, V'ha Ashkeche, the Rav Sheshes, the Rav Bar Shmuel Bamar Lei, but don't we find after the story, remember that story that we saw at the end of yesterday's daf, that Rav Sheshes met Rav Bar Shmuel, and he asked him about, did the Braisa say, remember they wanted to say, the Braisa of Shtei Yom Shel Golios, is it one Kedusha or two Kedushos? And if it's like a Meimar that it was about if it was hunted on that day, so Rav Sheshes didn't, if the case was where it was hunted, Rav Sheshes didn't have to ask about that halacha. In other words, Rav Sheshes was asking about, is it one Kedusha or two Kedushos? That is a debate only if we say that the case was that it was trapped on day one and they want to know whether they can shecht it on day two. So that's the question, is are these 2 days like one big day? And if it's trapped on the first day, it's forbidden on the second day, right? Or you say it's two Kedushos, and even if it's trapped on the first day, then it's permitted on the second day. That question that he asked only works well if the issue was one of trapping. But if the issue was one of, it was brought outside the tchum, outside, the boundary, then that story doesn't make any sense. So what's his response? According to Meir, lo yidvar me'olam, that story never happened. Okay, so in any case, the Gemara now wants to continue discussing about food that's brought on Yom Tov outside the tchum. So the story with a turnip that was brought to the city of Mechoza by a non-Jew. Nafak Rava Chazja Dichmisha. Rava went out and he saw that the turnip was it was like withered. And Shara Rava Lemizba Mine. So Rava allowed people to buy and to buy to well, not really to buy, but they to acquire it from him, and it was a way that they would not, it would actually, there would be no transfer of funds on Yom Tov. And this is based on the halacha in Be'a, that you're allowed to acquire something from a storekeeper that you typically go to him when you give it to him without actually expressing the money. Okay? In other words, you need food for Yom Tov. You'd actually go into a store and you can get it from someone. Obviously, let's assume there's no Meir sign issues. But you can get it from someone, but you just don't fix the price. And maybe you pay him afterwards, but you don't fix the price on Yom Tov. That's permitted. Again, you're normally not allowed to make kinyanim on Yom Tov. You can't acquire something on Yom Tov, but if it's for the purpose of, for ochel, for food, for Yom Tov needs, and then it's fine. So here he would allow, so here again, the non-Jew brought this out to the Tchum, and Rava allowed people to get it from him and to eat it on that day. V'amar ha'vadei me'esmol nekra, because certainly it was, because it was a little withered, so you know for sure that it was detached from the ground before Yom Tov. So therefore, it's not muksa. In other words, if this turnip was detached from the ground on Yom Tov, even if a non-Jew detached it, that's muksa. Because at the onset of Yom Tov, it's not fit for consumption because attached to the ground. So the fact that it's withered today means that it definitely wasn't detached from the ground today. Okay, so there's no ketura muksa. Oh, Maya Mar, what are you going to say? Michutz la tchum asya, that it came from outside the tchum. Haba bishvil Yisrael zemut lechol Yisrael acher. The halacha is that if a non-Jew brings something outside the tchum for one Jew, so another Jew can eat it. Bekosh ked haida daite lenochriyas. It's certainly here that the non-Jew brought it for, the non-Jew brought these turnips for other non-Jews. And therefore, it's not a problem. But this is halacha lamaisa. That's why, for example, if you're like at Oceanside, there are mostly non-Jews here. So that's why if let's say a package is delivered from outside the tchum, and FedEx brings packages from outside the tchum, right, on Yom Tov, most of the packages are being brought, you go by majority, for non-Jews. So you view this, so the fact that you get a package from a non-Jew, if from a tchum issue, it doesn't seem that it's a problem, because again, maybe the five towns would be more of a problem. They're mostly are Jews. I don't know the census, but at Oceanside, if most of the shipment deliveries that come from outside Tchum for non-Jews, so then it's a daiti denachri. So in any case, kaven dechasa dekamashu maisi lahu. So since Rava saw that so many non-Jews were opening their packages outside the chum, he understood that asar lahu. So then he said, you're not allowed to buy it, because if the non-Jew brings it for the Yisrael from outside the chum, it's forbidden to everyone for whom it is brought. So in other words, Rava saw that basically he saw that they used to bring increased quantities for the Jews. So then he says that he specifically brought them for Jews. So then he said you can't do that. It may be different than the case of the packages, because they have to deliver anyway. So that someone just loads it and deliver anyway. But here they specifically, he loaded up and he brought extra turnips for the Jews. And then Rava said you can't do that. Hanu b'nei ganana. So there's a store with people, and they would. They made, like, I guess, canopies. They made chuppas. And what would they do? The gazulahu asa b'yom tov sheni. They would, I guess, tie the hadasim on yom tov sheni. Or they would cut them. Sorry. They would cut the hadasim on yom tov sheni. And la ursa sharu lahu ravina. And at the and in the evening, ravina allowed them la oroche bela altar. He allowed them to smell them immediately when the Yom Tov was all over. Amalei Rava Bar Techil Ravina Leisa Luhumar Bnei She'en Bnei Torah. He said he should not allow them because they're not Bnei Torah. So what if they're not Bnei Torah? Because maybe they're going to treat Yom Tov Sheni not so seriously. Why? Because normally speaking, if the because basically, so the Ravina felt that on Yom Tov Sheni, you don't have to wait what's called Bichdei Shiyasu. Normally speaking, if a non-Jew does work for you, you cannot derive benefit from it immediately after Yom Tov, immediately after Shabbos, until the time it takes for them to do the malacha. So that's why we say, generally speaking, let's say even let's say in the five towns, I think there's one store open. There's I think what the Dunkin' Donuts, let's say, is open. I think on Shabbos or Yom Tov, that's the one store that's been grandfathered in. And that let's say most of the people are Jews. So then, but the time it takes to make a bagel, it's not so long. So you'd be allowed to go virtually. That's what they say, virtually right after Shabbos Yom Tov is over. You have to wait the time it takes to bake the bagel. So you're also you'd have to wait if they're making these hadasim and braiding them and cutting them. You'd have to wait the time it takes to cut the hadasim. So Ravina felt that on Yom Tov Sheni, you don't have to be that strict. And you don't have to wait what's called Bichdei Shiyasu. But Rabbi Bar Tachlifa said, no, we should be strict because they're not Bei Torah. And if we say you don't have to wait Bichdei Shiyasu, the time it takes to cut the Hadassim, then they're not going to take Yom Tov Sheni seriously, right? We do a lot of things for Yom Tov Sheni out of concern they're not going to take it seriously, right? We make brachos. We're saying Shem Hashem. We're making Kiddush on Yom Tov Sheni, right? We're davening like it's Yom Tov, even though it's a suffix, so that they don't, so that, because if we don't do that, people won't take it seriously. Maskela Rav Shemaya, time of day in B'nai Torah Shari. Do you mean to say that B'nai Torah would be allowed to derive benefit from the Lach of Yom Tov Sheni immediately at Motzei Yom Tov? Don't you have to wait B'nai Shiyasu, even for B'nai Torah? Osli Shailu al Rava, so they asked Rava, Marlahu Bainin Bithleshiyasu. So Rava disagreed with Ravina. He said there's no difference between Yom Tov Risha and Yom Tov Sheni. So even Yom Tov Sheni, you have to wait Bithleshiyasu. Okay. And Mishnah says Rabdosa or Omer, Rabbi Dosa says the following. However, if you daven on Rosh Hashanah, then you sort of on Rosh Hashanah itself, you make this claim. Yeah, it might be Rosh Chodesh today, it might not be Rosh Chodesh today. So the Gemara explains the suffix when it comes to mentioning Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Omer Rabba, Ki Avina Bei Rav Huna, when I and my friends were in the Shiva Rav Huna, Barlahun, we had a doubt. Mahu Lahaska Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. Are you supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah? He's supposed to mention that's not only Yom HaZikaron, but it's also Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. He's supposed to mention that. So, Kevin the Chalukim b'Musafim. So maybe since by the Korban Musaf, you bring not only a Korban of Rosh Hashanah, but also a Korban for Rosh Chodesh. There's a separate one. What do we say? We say and we're going to say in the laning tomorrow. We're going to say in Pinchas, B'Chodesh Shvi B'Echad LaChodesh. And we say you bring this korban, and then we have a line, milvad olas hachodesh shemit chasa. So besides a special korban for Rosh Hashanah, there's also a korban for Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Odilma zikaron echad ola lakad lakad. Or maybe we only mention Yom HaZikaron, and that counts also for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. So what are we supposed to do? Omar lad, Ravuda respond to him tini tuha. So we already learned in the Mishnah of Dosa Omer. Rav Dosa said over the Ateva. We have Rav Dosa who mentions that it's Rosh Chodesh, and the Chachamim do not agree with him. My love lahaskir, is it that they didn't agree with him? And he said the following. Rav Dosa Ben Horkana said, okay, on Rosh Hashanah davening, we're supposed to mention that it's Rosh Chodesh, but we're supposed to mention that it's Suffolk Rosh Chodesh. That's basically what he said. So when the Chachamim didn't agree to him, they could have not agreed to him for one of two reasons. So maybe they didn't agree to him and say, no, you're not supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh. No, that's not what it means. It means Lahastos. No, maybe it means that they didn't agree that you shouldn't make this kind of set, you should make the same way that's a suffix, but you should still mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. Hachina Mistawa, this makes sense. Miniktani Bibraisa, for that which we learn in Braisa, Vachina Yarab Dosa, Osa Broshi Chodesh, Shikol Shadakula. That Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa would, right, I'm sorry, Rabbi Dosa would do this on all the Rosh Chodashim, and the Chachamim didn't agree with him. So their debate was not limited to Rosh Hashanah, it was to all of Rosh Chodesh. So Yemar Bishlama Lahasnos Mishim Hachi Lahodilo. If you say that basically, that their only quarrel with Rav Dosa was the fact that they didn't like the fact that he said, oh, if it's Rosh Chodesh Day, if it's not Rosh Chodesh Day, that he sort of hedged his bets and acknowledged that it was a Safek Rosh Chodesh, then I understand why they didn't agree with him for every month. Eliyah might lahaskir, but if you say that, no, they said you shouldn't mention it altogether, Milo Hodulo, what does it mean they didn't agree with him every month? So Elamai Lahasnos. So rather, what do you say? So that when the Chachamim said if you want to say that the Chachamim argued with him about whether they should make a condition, whether you can say Safek, then Lama Li Leipliku Bitarte. Why Rav Dosa and Chachamim need to argue on two places? Also with regard to Rosh Hashanah and also regarding Rosh Chodesh. In other words, if indeed that they disagreed simply about whether you can have the suffix, so then why do we find their disagreement in two places? Just disagree in one place. Either disagree by Rosh Hashanah or disagree by Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says Tzricha. No, we need Rav Dosa and Chachamim need to say they argued both by Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh and other Rosh Chodeshim. And it was simply about the case whether you can mention Safek. The Ashbeida and Rosh Hashanah have a mina b'hakami rabban delo mishum da asil lezuzle beit. So if they only debated regarding Rosh Hashanah, so I would have said, so only regarding Rosh Hashanah, the Chachamim argued on Rav Dosa, and they said that what you can't hedge your bets. Why mishum da asil lezuzle beit? Because maybe they felt that you can't do the Suffolk business, because then if you say, oh, it might be Rosh Chodesh, it might not be Rosh Chodesh, then on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you're going to say, yeah, it's probably not Rosh Hashanah, and they're not going to treat it with the severity that it deserves. They might be lenient on Malacha. But Rosh Chodeshim Shekol Hashanah, but Rosh Chodesh for the whole year, maybe they really agree to Rav Dosa that even the davening, you should mention that it's a Suffolk. So Iyamart Baha, and if they only brought the debate by other Rosh Chodeshim, then Baha Kamar Rav Dosa. So maybe only in that case you would say that Rabbi Dosa feels strongly that you should hedge your bets and say it's a Safek. But in the case of Rosh Hashanah, Ema Moda Lehula Rabbanon, maybe they would say that I understand it's a Safek, it's a doubt, but on Rosh Hashanah, don't say it's a doubt, because people will denigrate potentially the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So Tzricha, so we need to clarify that they both feel strongly about their positions, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or whether it's simply Rosh Chodesh. I believe what we do in our davening is that we sort of hedge our bets a little bit. We also say, by the way, it says, Bakes Yom Chagenu. This is a holiday that the new month is hidden. I think I want to give a drush on this. It's the why, you know, the Rosh Chodesh aspect is hidden on Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh represent two opposite values to some extent. Rosh Hashanah, which is based on the season of the year, everything stays the same. Rosh Chodesh is newness. So they actually, the lunar calendar, solar calendar represent different philosophies. But in any case, Bakes Yom Chagenu means that the Rosh Chodesh aspect is hidden. And in fact, that's what we do. We don't mention explicitly that it's Rosh Chodesh, but if you pay attention, I believe that we say in the Musaf, we say, Ves Musfei Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, and the Musafs of this Yom HaZikaron. So like we hint to the fact that there are two Musafs, one for Rosh Hashanah and one for Rosh Chodesh, but we don't say it explicitly. In any case, Meisfei, we have a Braisa, that they ask a question on a Braisa. Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. Ah, tomorrow. Beis Shabbos Omer Mispalo Eser Brachos. Beis Shabbos say we are supposed to recite 10 brachos. The three beginning, the three and in the middle do 4 brachos. The one bracha of Shabbos, and then the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, and then clue with that Malchios, and then Zichronos, and then Shofros. Beis Omer Mispalo Teisha. Beis Hillel says we should say 9 brachos. You don't need a separate bracha for Shabbos itself and for the Kedushas Hayom itself, the sanctity of the day by itself, but rather we include the mentioning of Shabbos and the mentioning of Yom HaZikaron in one bracha, and we include Machmils with it. Okay, and then we conclude that. We say, Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. V'Misa, and if you want to say that you mention Rosh Chodesh by Rosh Hashanah, Beishame Achas Esrei Mibarle, then Beishame should say we should do 11 brachos. So you have to understand, we do Machmils, Zichronos, and Shofros. So those are three separate brachos. So we pass in, at least Beis Hillel says, so then we, in Malchios, we mention the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. Beis Shammai is saying, Malchios, Zichros, and Shavuos, those are three separate brachos. We also have to mention Kedusha Sayom, that's a fourth, right? So he's saying, is why don't we say also Rosh Chodesh, that should be a fifth in the middle. That should be a fifth middle bracha. So the Gemara says, Rav Zeira answers, says, Shiny Rosh Chodesh is different. Mitok shekol the shachris v'arvin. Since that by shachris and marif on Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbat. I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh that of Rosh Hashanah. You don't say a bracha by itself, right? In other words, by marif and by shachris, right? Veishamei does not. By Rosh Chodesh, you don't require a separate bracha. It's included in, let's say, by Shachris and Marav, you don't have a separate bracha. So also, Kol and Avi Musafim, so also by Musaf, you don't, we follow the same pattern by Shachris and Marav. Since by Shachris and Marav, we don't have an extra bracha, marking that it's Rosh Chodesh, so also by Musaf, we also don't have an extra bracha, marking that it's Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Gemara asks on Rav Zeira, Umi Islay le Beis Shammai Kolel, does Beis Shammai hold, really, that a Rosh Chodesh it falls out on Shabbos? So then you mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha of Shabbos by Musaf, and you don't say its own new bracha, right? So Vahar Tanya, Rosh Chodesh Shecholios B'Shabbos, B'Shammai Mispalel, Shmona Brachos. Isn't there a brisa that says the Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos, we recite eight brachos, right? Seven normally, three in the beginning, three in the end, one in the middle for Shabbos, and another one for Rosh Chodesh. U'Beisil Omri Mispalel Sheva. And Beisil says we only recite seven brachos. So Kasha, so that really is a contradiction. Rabbi Zeira felt that Beis Shammai holds that only by Rosh Hashanah we add the extra bracha for Rosh Hashanah, but we don't add an extra bracha for Rosh Chodesh. But we see here that by Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we do add an extra bracha for Rosh Chodesh. We leave it as a question. Now, the Gemara now says, the Kol Atzmo, this issue of whether you should include Rosh Chodesh in a bracha, on Shabbos, that's a Tanaihi, that's a Machlokas Tanaim, the Tanya, because we learn a Braisa. Shabbos Cholios, Rosh Chodesh, O B'Cholo Shomoed, Shabbos that falls out on Rosh Chodesh, O Cholo Moed, Arvi Shachris, Mincha, Mispalo, Kedarko Sheva, right? You, Marv Shachris, Mincha, you have your seven brachos, V'Omer Me'ein Hama'or Bavoda, and you mention the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh during Ritzei, right? That's Yalav Yavo. Rabbi Lezer says, Bahoda, you actually mention it during Modim. And then, V'im lo amar, Ein Machzirin also. And if you do not say it, if you do not mention Yalav Yavo, then you have to repeat it, right? Because this is true by Chol HaMoed, with all the tefillos, and by Rosh Chodesh, by Shachar Semincha. But by Mariv of Rosh Chodesh, if you do not mention Yalav V'Yavo, you don't repeat it. We learned that in Maseches Brachos, because you know we're not the Basin is not Mekadesh the Chodesh Balayla. Basin does not sanctify the new month at night. So therefore, B'diavad, if you forgot to say Yalav V'Yavo, you don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. It's not fatal to the Shmoneh Esrei. Uva Musafim, but by Musaf Maschil Bishel Shabbos, you begin mentioning Vatitin Lanu Hashem, Vatitin Lanu Hashem HaManoach Hazeh. You mention the Menucha Hazeh. You mention that it's Shabbos. And then Umisayim Bishel Shabbos. And you finish Mekadesh HaShabbos. Ve'omer kedushas yom be'emsa. In the middle of the bracha, you mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, as the case may be. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochum ben Broka, Omrim. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochum ben Broka argue, and they say, V'chol makom shezakuk l'sheva, whatever, any place that you need seven brachos because of the day, and even shachris and marv, maschil b'shel Shabbos and Messiah b'shel Shabbos. You begin mentioning, you mention Shabbos, and you say Baruch Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'omer Kedush Yom be'emsa, and you mention Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed in the middle of the bracha. However, so according to this, that this halacha is only according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel Shel ben Osher Yochanan ben Broka. But according to the other Tanaim, they argue and they say that you don't mention the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle bracha, but rather you mention it in Ritzei or in Modim. So my Havalah, Halacha L'maisa, how do we pass it? Do you mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah or not? Amar Chis says, Zikron Echad Ola Lo L'Kad L'Kad. We say Yom HaZikaron, it counts for both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. You don't need to mention Rosh Chodesh by itself. And Rechidim Arabah, Zikur Echad, Olol Kalakan. So that's how we paskin. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh, but as I mentioned to you, you still say Ves Musfei, Yom Rosh Hashanah, Yom Zikur Hazer. So we still hint to it. Okay. Amar Rabah. So now we're going to talk about another halacha that they debated regarding Rosh Hashanah. This is very timely. Amar Rabba ki avina be Rav Huna. When I was in the yeshiva of Rav Huna, Iboy Lahun, we had a doubt. Ma'u lomar zman. You recite the bracha of Shechiyadu b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. You say Shechiyadu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Kevan de bizman lizman osi. Since they come, since it's seasonal, so amrinan, so you should say Shechiyadu. Well, Dilma came lo iku regalim, since they're not called regalim, like the other Yom Tovim, by... In Parshas Mishpatim, there's a discussion of three regalim, so maybe we only say Shechiyadu for regalim, so maybe lo amrina, right? In other words, in Parshas Emor, it says we're supposed to celebrate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but in Parshas Mishpatim, when it talks about Shalosh Regalim, it doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so maybe it's not seasonal in that respect. So lo ve'biyadeh. So he didn't know how to resolve this doubt. Kiase be Rav Yehuda, when I reached the yeshiva Rav Yehuda and asked this question, that's what Rabbi says, Omar, Ana Akara Chadata Nami Aminazman. When I see a new gourd that is seasonal, I say the bracha of Shechiyadu. And therefore, for me, that's the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, something new, so I'm going to recite Shechiyadu. In other words, what we're saying here is simply whenever there's something new, so I'm going to say Shechiyadu. It's not based on the fact that it's Shalosh Regalim. Amar Lei, so Rabbi said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rishus lo kamin ba'alei. I'm not asking you if you're allowed to recite Shechiyadu. I want to keep kamin ba'alei, chov amai. I want to know, are you obligated to recite a Shechiyadu? That's my question. Omar li Rabbi Shmuel Amar Tarvayu, Rabbi Shmuel Bol say, Ain Omer Zman, you don't say Shechiyadu, Ela b'Shalosh Regalim, you only say it on Shalosh Regalim. Meisfei, we have a question on this. Tein Chelek Lishiva Vagam Lishmona. The Pasuk in Koheleth says that you should give a portion for seven and a portion for eight. Okay? So what does this mean? So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Eliezer says, Shiva Elu Shiva Yume Breshu, seven first of seven days of creation. Meaning what? That from that Shabbos, from Pasuk saying that from 7 days, one portion was selected, and that's Shabbos. Ushmona, Elu Shmona Yume Mila, eight the days of Bris Mila. Okay, Rabbi Shomer, Shiva Elu Shiva Yume Pesach, 7 days of Pesach. And Shmona Elu Shmona Yume Achag, 8 days referred to Sukkos. Okay, that in other words, that okay, so 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 are we referencing Shabbos and Mila? Are we referencing Pesach and Sukkos? Ukshu Omer Vigam, and the word Vigam means Larabos Atzeres, that includes Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, and also the Vigam also includes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So now, what's the intent of this pasuk? Like, what are we talking about here? What's he saying about you need to give a portion? So Lav Lisman, when it says give a chelak, doesn't that mean Shechianu? And if that's the case, then we see Rabbi Yeshua says that would mean that you would have to recite Shechianu also on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Lo libracha. No, the chelak means, how do you give a portion to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Means that you make a bracha on Yom Tov. What do you say? You say Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. You say that not only on the Shal Shrigali, but even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's Rashi's by explanation. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the bracha refers to mentioning Yala v'Yavo in benching. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to prove that this indeed is the intent of the Braisa. That's referring to Shechianu. Hachidav Mistabra. No, but it makes sense that it's referring to, that's not referring to Shechianu. That's referring to either referring to the Kedusha Sayom, either the Mikai Shova Hazmanim or Yal V'Yavo. If you want to say it's referring to Shechianu, Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika, what does it say in Koheles? It says, give a portion to God all seven. What's the indication? You should do it all 7 days. So wait a second. Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika, you don't say Shechianu all 7 days. So that can't be. So hello, Kasha. No, it's not a question. No, you could still say it's referring to Shechianu, but what it means is give a portion all 7 days. It means that if you, for some reason, you don't say Shechianu on the first day, you can say it the second day. If you don't say it the second day, you can say it the third day, all the way until the seventh day. Nevertheless, that if you want to say it's Shechianu, but in on coast, you need a coast for your cup of wine to recite Shechianu on, right? So how can that most people don't have wine, I guess, all 7 days of Pesach, they only have it on the first day. That's the assumption here. You need a kos of yayin, and apparently most people don't have wine for regular Yom Tov. So how can they make a bracha of Shechianu? So the Gemara responds, Leimah Messiah Leimah L'Rav Nachman, L'Rav Nachman Zman Omer Afilu Bashuk. So he says, yeah, but the truth is that even Rav Nachman says that for Shechianu, if need be, you could even say it when you're standing in the marketplace. It's a nice thing to recite Shechianu on a coast. It adds chashivus, it adds importance to the bracha. But even if you're not don't have a coast, you're in the marketplace, you can still recite Shechianu. The Gemara says, "Halo kasha, the ikla le kos." And he says more than that. He's saying that obviously, when the pasuk in Kohela says that tein lo chelak shiva, and this refers to the 7 days of Pesach, that means you can say Shechianu all 7 days. So what are we talking about? If you don't say it the first day, you can say it in a subsequent day when you have a kos. So his point is, you can't prove that this pasuk definitely does not refer to Shechianu. Okay. The Gemara now wants to add that because of the strength of another question of the Braisa, you can prove like the opinion of Rav Nachman, who, we're going to support Rav Nachman's position here. We can see Rav Nachman. Okay, so that Shechianu you can say even Bashuk, even in the marketplace. So how do we see that? I understand by Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah that you could explain the Brice is referring to Shechianu that you say on a kos. But Yom Kippurim, how can you recite Shechianu on Yom Kippur on a cup of wine? If you drink it, right, let's say before Yom Kippur, you can't do that. Once you recite the bracha of Shechianu, Kabli Alei, you've accepted upon yourself the Kedusha Sayom. That's why it's very important that some women, let's say women who light candles, So by there's a whole shaila about this. I mean, for most women, when they light candles on for Yom Tov, they recite the bracha of Shachianu. They recite the bracha of Shachianu by lighting candles. So first of all, it's a big shaila. Should they really recite Shachianu there? It might be more preferable to recite Shachianu for the Kiddush. Maybe they shouldn't recite Shachianu when they light candles, but they should recite Shachianu after the Shachianu should go on the Kiddush. But okay, women don't do that. Women recite Shachianu on lighting candles. But the only issue is, let's say Yom Kippur, they want to drive to Shul afterwards. You can't do that. You're allowed to light candles and have in mind that you're not accepting Shabbos, you're not accepting Yom Tov when you light candles. Once you recite Shachianu, you cannot recite Shachianu and say, oh, but I'm not accepting Shabbos or Yom Tov, as the case may be. So you can't do that when you saying Shachianu is in effect accepting Yom Tov. So therefore, you can't recite Shachianu ala kos on Erev Yom Kippur and then drink the wine, because at that point you've accepted the stringency of Yom Kippur and you can't drink the wine. Right? Given the Mar Zaman, Kabli Alei, you've accepted Yom Kippur. Vashalei, you can't drink. Damar Alei, Rav Yirma Bar Abba, La Rav, Mi Badalt. The Rav Yirma Bar Abba said to Rav, Imsechus Brachos, at one time he asked him, have you stopped doing Malacha? Did you accept Shabbos by Tefillah? Amar Alei, In Bedilna. He said, yes, I accepted from doing Malacha. And what do we see from here? That even during the day, a person accepts a Kedushas Hayom by his tefillah, even if you daven early and you mention that it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, as the case may be, then you cannot do malachos. So similarly, if you say Shechianu, then you have an Erev Shabbos, you've accepted upon yourself the Kedushas Hayom. If you make the bracha of the Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, Hadlik Ner Shal Yom Tov, Hadlik Ner, whatever, all you're saying is, God, you commanded me, really, you commanded us to light Shabbos candles. You really commanded the Chachamim you gave the authority to the Chachamim to command us to light Shabbos candles. So that's simply a mitzvah to make sure that there's light on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You can do that before Yom Tov and Shabbos. You're not accepting Shabbos or Yom Tov. But the Shechianu, you've accepted. Just like if you daven, you've accepted Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if it's not dark yet. So therefore, they can't have a case of kos. They're trying to figure out again, can you have a case of reciting Shechianu of a kos on Yom Kippur? It can't be where you recite Shechianu kos on Erev Yom Kippur, because then you can't drink it. Livroch alei v'lanchei, maybe recite a bracha of Shechianu on a kos on Erev Yom Kippur, but just leave it and don't drink it. You can't do that either, because I'm a varech tzarech she'itov. The lach is, if you make a bracha on a kos, you have to drink it, you or someone else. So maybe leisvei linuke, give it to a child. And so you make the bracha, give it to a child. So leis hilchasa, Ravacha bar Yaakov. The halacha is not like Ravacha bar Yaakov, who says that something that a gadol is not allowed to do, you can give it to a child. But you're not allowed to do that. Why? Dilma asir lemisrach. Because maybe when he gets older, he's going to continue this. So really, when it comes to drinking a kos on Yom Kippur, we should be concerned about this, and you should not give it to a child. So therefore, what do we see? It can't be, again, big picture. We said, tein chelek lishmona. Give a portion to eight, and it's a got vigam lishmona. So we want to say give a portion to God for something that's eight, and we're saying vigam that includes Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So don't, and we want to say it means Shachianu. So don't only say Shachianu for Shiva, for Pesach, also lishmona, also for Sukkos, vigam also for Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Can you say Shachianu without a kos? Of course you can. Why? Because we see that Yom Kippur, you recite Shechianu, and there's no possible way to recite Shechianu a la kos. So what do we see from here? We see that supports of Nachman's position, that again, if that it's technically possible to recite Shechianu without a kos. So the Gemara wants to say now, my hava Allah, halacha lemaisa, what's the halacha? What's the halacha regarding reciting Shechianu for Yom Kippur? So Shadru Rabban Rav Yemar Saba coming to Rav Chista. So the Chavim sent Rav Yemar Saba before Rav Chista, but Mali Yom Derishata and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Omri Lei, they said to Rav Yemar Saba, Zil Chazehecha Obid Uvda B'ta Eimalok. Go and see how Rav Chista, does this and tell us. Ki Chazeh, when Rav Chista saw Rav Yemar Saba, they came in front of him. Omri Lei, he said to Rav Yemar Saba, Daluya lirutiva rafsa le beduchte. So he said that He said to him, in the words of a folk saying, one who picks up a moist log, do something on the spot. Now, if you pick up a moist log, it's not fit for firewood. You want to do something on the spot. In other words, you've certainly come to me with some purpose, not just for a visit. So he said, so what happened? Aisu le kasa de chamra, kadish v'amarzman. They brought him a cup of wine. He recited Kiddush, and he recited Shachiyadu. Okay, so apparently this happened on Rosh Hashanah. V'hilchasa omarzman Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, ad halacha, sorry, is that we recite Shachiyadu on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. V'hilchasa zman omar afil b'shuk, and halacha l'maisa, is that you can even recite a bracha of Shachiyadu even in the marketplace.